We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live from Bouray on the historic Oxford Square, this is Rev Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Super Talk Mississippi Media. Rev Talk is brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. CSpire. In CSpire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage. See how CSpire can bring you up to speed today at CSpire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Now, let's go live to Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. Here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And hello and welcome to Bouray. Hi, everybody. Woo, the folks in the back didn't respond good enough, so let's do it again. You ready? Hello, everybody. Wow. Got a big crowd here, B-Hood. Hey, we're glad to have you here tonight. We're going to be here for the next hour with our weekly coaches show. Rev Talk with Lane Kiffin. Coach Kiffin will be here shortly. He always has to do that staff meeting right before he gets here. I guess that's an important thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
Critical?
It's weird. He's always got something going on before he has to come answer questions.
Well, we want him to get his figured out.
That's right. Sure. Yeah, we want that to happen for sure.
But we'll have Coach Kiffin here in a moment. Also, tonight, we're going to have a new Ole Miss Rebel. Our kicker, Jonathan Cruz, is going to be in the house. Y'all get up for Jonathan. One neat little tidbit. Don't tell Lane this, Coach Kiffin, but, you know, Jonathan beat him at FAU with a last-second field goal, 56-yarder for Charlotte to beat FAU. Guess what? I've got the call from the guy that called that. Nice. So we're going to play it for Coach Kiffin, and we may all get fired. But anyway, Jonathan will love that. We've got that coming up a little bit later as well. But we do want to – encourage you to be part of our show tonight. Y'all give it up again for my buddy, too, Brandon Hutzman, who is with our organization. He wears multiple hats, sells advertising.
Do a little bit of everything.
Does a little Reb Talk. We met years ago, for those of you new here, in the baseball world. We're baseball alums.
That's right, yeah.
To some degree. Didn't play, but we were around the program.
Traveled a lot together.
Traveled a lot together. I made Brandon drive everywhere.
That's right. Yeah.
that's
called,
for sure.
That's called a trump card, just telling you, hey, why don't you drive? Chauffeur was what I was.
Tell everybody how to get involved in the show. We're going to take questions for Coach Kiffin a little bit later.
We got a lot of different ways to ask questions, and it's been really good so far. Every week we've had really – I won't say really good questions. We've had really good participation every week. You can get on Facebook.com/Ole Miss Sports. You should see the live stream when you go to that, either on your phone or even on your tablet or device or laptop, whatever. You can jump in the comments, ask a question. We'll do our best to get it on. You can also use Twitter. For those of you that have are in the Twitterverse, you can tweet at RevVoice on Twitter. You can tweet at Ole Miss Network or at B_HUD. We will do our best to look there and try to get questions on if we see them there. And then the in-venue or the live version, if you're here at Bouray tonight and want to ask a question, Brock, one of our
wave at us, Brock.
There we go.
We make
you
sit.
One of our
back.
Employees, one of our guys, Brock, will walk around with some slips of paper that you can write down your question and your name, and we'll make sure we do our best to get those questions on. So,
all right, there you go. When we come back, we're going to hear the highlights of the big win over Georgia Tech. Who went to Atlanta? Yeah, a few folks in here went to Atlanta. Good deal. We'll have that when we come back, and Coach Kiffin will be with us a little bit later as well on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hear that? That's C Spire Country on a Saturday. And while fans show up for their teams, C Spire Business is here to help the stadium's team up their IT game. While the players run ironclad defense, our world-class IT experts do the same with state-of-the-art network security. While the running backs redefine fast, touchdown! We do too with warp speed connectivity. Discover IT solutions to scale up your business and future-proof operations.
Welcome to C Spire Country, where our game is red hot. Visit cspire.com/business for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hot
Toddy Toddy Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
Got a handoff again to Evans. It looks like he's stacked up. And did he get in? He got in. They said he got across the goal line. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Ireland. There's the snap. Off center a little bit. And it's blocked. This punt is blocked. Picked up at the 20-yard line. And picking it up is Cedric Johnson, who got the block. It'll be a pistol formation, second and goal from the 8. The handoff is to Judkins' left side. He's got a lane. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Fourth and goal from the 4-yard line. There's the snap. Sims wants to throw. Steps out of the pocket. He's hit, and he's dropped at the 14-yard line. You got a sack for Tavius Robinson, and the Rebels will take over. 6 handoff right side. Evans, he's got a lane. He's gone to the house. Goes Zach Evans. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Dart from the 1. The handoff to Judkins. Straight ahead. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Handoff right side. Bentley. Bentley off right tackle. Takes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. And the Rebels are scorching the Yellow Jackets. Handoff Bentley. Straight up the gut. Great blocking by the offensive line. He was not touched. How do you blow open a hole like that at the 1? And the Rebels have another touchdown. Lane Kiffin walking across the field to shake the hand of Jeff Collins. And this one was all Rebels. Impressive victory for the red and blue.
No doubt it sure was. Everybody scored but B. Hud, and he was waving his hand.
That's right, yeah.
Let me go in. Hey, you can start your game day off right. Visit Graduate Oxford. They have our weekend review and our highlights from the previous week. They're just steps away from the University of Mississippi's campus, of course. Got a great location. We talked about them last week. Whether you're in town for a big game or a local Rebel just looking for some pre-tailgate grub, Graduate Oxford is the smartest place to stay for Ole Miss fans. And we mentioned this a moment ago, too. Genteel's the official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at genteelapparel.com. Or just across the way at Landry's on the opposite side of the square. The next time you're in Oxford, Genteel Apparel is a proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. B-Hud got us from the Genteel upper echelon, the tailgate pattern this weekend.
That's right.
We wore this at Georgia Tech, so I made Mary wash it so I could wear it again tonight. I like it a lot. But the tailgate pattern, which has little foam fingers, football helmets, super sharp. If you haven't gotten Genteel yet, be sure to get you some Genteel apparel. It is really, really cool. We do like it. Hey, great win for the Rebels, though.
It was. You know, I made the joke on Saturday that I missed Paul Johnson, and then we go in there and rush for all those yards and didn't have to throw it very much and looked like a Paul Johnson coach team there for a little bit with all the running and, you know, ground and pound. And it was really cool to see, you know, Bentley get some more carries and get in the end zone. Judkins and Evans are just two special talents. I think those are two guys that we'll continue to obviously lean on, but, you know, Bentley is another guy, another horse in that stable that we can – you know, can get some quality carries as we get into the harder part of our schedule. You know, Dart looked good. It didn't have to do that much. I think everybody, if you were there or watched the game, you saw the interception before halftime, but then he came out in the second half, went 5 for 5, looked really good on a lot of throws, and you kind of saw the talent right there. You know, it was made the mistake, but immediately came out and rectified it. And, you know, it was fun, and I'm going to ask him about it when he gets here, but I thought it was really fun to see Coach Kiffin was really engaged all the way to the very end. If you're watching on TV, which I watched on TV, he was, you know, he was still wanted his, you know, his third team guys to be really into the game and play and do the little things right. And he's talked about that on this show about the process and how to, you know, continue to work and continue to get better even when you're playing in a blowout like that. And I know it's hard, you know, to do sometimes, but. But yeah, big win for the Rebs. Go to, you know, just get us back home, you know, with a big Tulsa game this weekend.
Jackson Dart ran over that guy on the sidelines, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And I thought, ooh, the coaches are not going to be happy with that one. But he was awfully impressive in the game, I thought, overall. Hey, also going on, if you're listening to us driving around town, you're here in the Oxford area, and you're not headed our way, head over to soccer. 6 o'clock, they got underway just a few minutes ago. Ole Miss, number 13 in the nation, is 7-0-2, is hosting Florida. Florida's 2-6 And big one, that's the home opener in the SEC. Go support Coach Matt Mott's team if you're out and about looking for something outside to do. We encourage you to do that. Some other announcements, too. Tulsa tickets still remain. $15 can be purchased by visiting OleMissTix.com. I broke down their game last night. I've watched every game they've played. This bunch is pretty good. I mean, offensively, they lead the nation in passing. They run, you know, kind of an air raid type offense. I think he's from the Baylor tree originally, and we'll get Coach to talk about it here in just a moment. But impressive team. We got to play. So don't you skip this game. Be sure you're out there cheering for the Rebels. Also, get your Kentucky tickets as soon as possible, too. There's a limited quantity remain. First time ever, we'll have a stripe out inside the vault where you're going to be asked to wear a particular color. They're going with red and navy blue, and fans can find out what color their section is to wear by visiting stripethevault.com. There's Buchanan next week from our marketing department. He's going to visit with B-Hud and me about the details of that. This is the first year. We're going to try to keep doing this. We'll switch some colors. I was in his office today. Said, we may do powder blue and red next year, so whatever we may do in the future. This is the first year, so we want to try to make this one as good as we possibly can.
For sure, and it's unique, and those guys do an incredible job of trying to be creative in that department and figure out different things for fans to be involved in, and I hope Ole Miss really embraces it, our fan base embraces it, and follows the directions. And if you got a question, call the athletic department and ask what section and what color. Somebody will help you and tell you what color you're supposed to wear. You know, I joked with our staff and said, you know, we need to swap colors. Every other person wear a different color. So
our radio crew may have to do the same thing.
We're part of it. But again, when you take these aerial photos and things like that, and we're going to be a nationally televised game where the game right after college game day goes off, so you're in that prime time spot right there. We want it to look cool, and we want to show the nation what our fan base is about. And I think, you know, people are doing this all over the country and doing a really good job with it, and I hope we follow suit.
Hey, also, tomorrow night, the Grove closes at 6:30. We'll be completely cleared. They'll open it at 7 for the rush to the tailgaters. So there you go, Ronnie. Ronnie Thomas told me I got that wrong the first week. Because he's a tailgater and has, like, how many tents you got? How many do you do? Seven?
He just wanted to tell
seven.
You. He just wanted to tell you you were wrong. He couldn't
100%.
Wait to get back. He hadn't been to a show in three years,
oh,
and the one
shoot.
He come to, you were something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He came in here. He was the first one in line.
We're high school buddies.
He
graduated
called for reservations.
The same year. He played right tackle. I played tight end. I couldn't block anybody, so he had to block both the people on my side.
He played two positions.
Yeah, he played basically two positions.
Nice.
And I'd run down, make a catch every once in a blue moon. But anyway, it will reopen at 7, right, T? All right, 7 o'clock. Coca-Cola Fan Fest, noon, inflatable games for children, selfie opportunities and more, free and open to the public, pavilion outside. Also 12:30 to 2:30, got live music on Saturday featuring Dirty Dan and the Boys, free and open to the public at the Cathead Stage. And then the Walk of Champions will begin in the Grove and make its way to Vaught Hemingway Stadium, approximately 12:50, is that right? Yeah, 12:50 for the Walk of Champions. And then at 3 o'clock, we have the kickoff with Tulsa, and our airtime on the network will be 1 o'clock. So a lot of fun things going on Saturday. Breakfast in the Grove.
Well, not.
Got to do a little breakfast.
Not this Saturday.
Well, the Kentucky series will be breakfast.
That's right, yeah.
If you come early, it'll be breakfast. Those 3 o'clock games, man, anybody getting up eating at 6 o'clock?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Speaking of.
It's easy to forget about Tulsa, that we have that game because Kentucky is going to be such a big game.
Kentucky is 11, so that 100% is
that will be
breakfast in
the
Grove. And we want to tell you about somebody we know that we love a lot, and Mama Shells is here in Oxford, and they're a proud sponsor of Ole Miss Athletics, and Mama Shells is more than just a great catering place. Let them elevate and ease your Grove tailgating experience. Check out the Grove menu at MamaShellsOxford.com. Of course, you can do it, obviously, this week for Tulsa, but Michelle's a longtime Oxford person, really understands and gets the Grove piece, and they do a wonderful job with food and tailgating, and they do breakfast too, so next week with Kentucky.
Yeah.
So make plans to use them 2 weeks in a row.
They do a great job. You know, Michelle's Chuck Roundsville's daughter, who's a long time you know, Rebel Yell hotline, and all, you know, he's been Ole Miss spirit. He's been that kind of informational piece for Ole Miss athletics for a long time, and so Michelle's been here in Oxford and understands Ole Miss, understands the Grove, understands tailgating, and so they'll do a great job for your tailgate.
Hey, you can score $10 in bonus points. Hotty Toddy fans, sign up online for the Exxon Mobil Rewards Plus program with the code OLEMISS10. at emrewards.com or on the app to get the $10 signing bonus for a limited time. And don't forget about Country Pleasing Sausage, a family-owned company in Florence and a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, now being served in concession stands. Just say Country Pleasing, please. When we come back, we should have Coach Lane Kiffin rolling up in here. We'll get a chance to visit with him on Reb Talk next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vought this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hotty Toddy, you're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe. Do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time. Save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Bouray is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Hey, and welcome back to Bouray on the Oxford Square. We appreciate Bouray. What a wonderful job they do. I keep watching this food. We try to get here and set up early so we eat before, and we always mess that up, don't we, Joseph? And so we have to eat after. We have to watch you guys eat all this great food, and then we get to do it after the show. But always put Bouray in your list of things to do when you come through Oxford, for sure. Give it up for Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin. What's up, Coach? How about them Rebels? Nice job at Georgia Tech, by the way. 42-0. Can you do some more of those?
That was good.
Yeah.
You know, when you score 42 and they don't score, we're in good shape.
That's good. You win those, right?
Yes. Yeah. We lost a turnover margin and even won by 42.
I know it.
Analytics don't usually do that.
It was against the analytics. You know, I said on the broadcast, when it was 14-0, we got off to a good start, and there was that little pivot. Twice they kind of got down where they might have cut it to 14-7, failed to do so. We went up 21-0, and then the game was really just fell on our lap the rest of the way. We played so good.
Yeah, I think, you know, we said going in that, you know, when you go on the road game, especially with, you know, some new players, not necessarily a real young team, but we're young from experience together, and young quarterbacks, you know, you pack your run game and you pack your defense, and they did that. Whatever, rushed for 320 yards and played shutout defense, you're going to win every game that way.
I know we ask you the same thing every week, but now three games in, how are you feeling about this team?
I do feel better by far. You know, I was worried after week one because we didn't play very well in that second half and didn't really have a good-looking offense like we were hoping. So I feel better, but the tests are going to get bigger, and this is a huge test for us as a team, but especially for our offense, or excuse me, for our defense, playing the number one passing offense in the country, you know, it's a big test.
Defensively, we knew you really got some good pieces to come in. They seem to be playing really well together. I mean, we're just dominating defensively in each of the three games we've had so far.
Yeah, we have really good defensive players, and that shows. And anytime you can give up whatever 13 points or something through three games, doesn't matter who you're playing. You know, that's hard to do in practice against service teams. So they're playing really well. We are a little bit, you know, banged up, comparable to the first two games, so we won't be at full strength. But it's been great to see. Our guys have played with great – they're just not great players. They've played with great energy. You know, you've seen them all over the place.
Yeah, swarming to the ball, very physical. You know, it's a physical defense, I think. Coach Partridge told us in the preseason that he wanted the team to be extremely physical. When you first got here, I know you're frustrated because it just seemed like we had to outscore everybody in year one. And then defense about middle of last year, third ends started getting better. Coach Durkin did a good job, and Chris was, of course, involved in it. And then, and now you got a defense. Do you coach differently on the offensive side now? I mean, you were just really running wide open offensively.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I think that's part of being the head coach and CEO is that, you know, you got to look at all your different areas and figure out the best way to win. And so year in and year out, and even throughout a season, that can be different based off injuries, how sides are playing. So we seem to be a little bit different right now. But, again, we got bigger tests coming, and we got to play to that, you know, when that happens. So, you know, that would be exciting to have. Like you said, at first it was definitely not that. I mean, we just – the last thing we do on Thursday before we – rush over here is situations from around the country the week before, and you know, we watched some people and 2 minutes the other team just go down the field, not manage the situation. I said, well, that looks like us the entire first year. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. So we know that feeling.
Yeah, it was a gosh, you got, we had a score on every possession, and we did a lot. I mean, you know, we had a phenomenal offensive year, but it's kind of nice to see that we've really not only gotten the defense better, it's heading toward elite, or it sure feels that way. Competition is going to get tougher, but you really got to feel good about where they play. I think your trenches, period, on both sides, offensive line, defensive front, we've improved there pretty good.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, give us rat poison on that because, again, we're going to play a lot tougher teams, especially in the defensive front, you know, coming up once we eventually get to the SEC. So there'll be a lot bigger tests to come. But as of now, yes, we are playing really well up front, both sides.
Ole Miss about to play Tulsa, Coach. I watched their game. In fact, I've watched all their games at this point and kind of fast-forwarded through them. Really good passing attack, outstanding offense.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, these guys have played really well in big games on the road. They had Cincinnati within 1 yard, you know, if you remember the crazy game last year, who was Final Four team. And so, you know, they played Ohio State really tough. These guys have done really well in big stages. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full.
They beat Jacksonville State last week. That's Coach Rich Rod, who was here for a while, coaching Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State was 3-0 going in that game, played pretty well, and they just dismantled them. I mean, it was a no contest early.
Yeah, they sure did. And, you know, anytime that you lead the country in passing and you got a couple really good receivers and the quarterback's really, really accurate and really good, you know, you got a chance to play well.
You ready to take some questions, B-Hud? You got some? You ready to go? Let's take a break here and come back with some cues.
Yeah,
all right.
Plenty of questions. A lot of questions about our favorite topics, too. So we'll get into
okay.
all those.
Good. He won't dodge too many of them, maybe.
He never does. Never dodges them. He always hits his mark. Especially whenever I ask it.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love it.
All right. We're ready to go. B-Hud versus Lane Kiffin next on Rep Talk, the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Reb Talk continues following these messages on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Thank you. Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
And we do have Rep Talk with Lane Kiffin here at Bure. Sun's starting to set. Beautiful evening here on the Oxford Square. Been hot last couple of days for sure. Florida and Ole Miss playing soccer as we speak. 21st minute, no score in that. And hey, we want to remind you, join all your Rebel friends for the Square Jam after party at the Lyric on Friday, October the 14th, the night before the Auburn game. You can hear the world's most powerful 90s country party band, Mustache, is going to be in town on the Lyric stage. And get your tickets now by visiting bluedeltajeans.com/afterparty and get $50 off by using the promo code REBS50. That's bluedeltajeans.com/afterparty and use promo code REBS50. Blue Delta Jeans, one size fits all. One size fits one. You get your own size. All right, what you got That's over right. here, B-Hud? We've got some questions for Coach.
We do. The quarterback. No, I'm kidding. The first question is from Jeb, who is your number one fan.
Are we going to play John Rhys Plumlee this week? That was every question.
That's part two. That's part two of the question. Part one is... We've had a very good running attack so far. Do you expect to have a more balanced attack headed into the SEC portion of the schedule? Nobody leave early. Let's all stay till the game is over.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay, well, how about he focuses on the game we're playing instead of saying when we get to the SEC competition?
Look,
I mean,
I'm with you.
Come on, Jeb. I mean,
you got to focus on Tulsa.
Yeah, Jeb, obviously we'd like to be balanced and do both really well, but you know, every game's different. Every game's independent of every game. So you may think something's going to go really well, and the game changes. Mm-hmm. That's why gamblers lose a lot, you know. So it doesn't go the way it's supposed
least way you want it to.
And you got to adjust within game. And you know, that last game going on the road and not really, you know, knowing our quarterbacks that well and feeling like we had some, you know, run schemes that would give them problems, that was by design last week how that went. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you got to do what's best to win.
Well, I think the good thing is balance is the word. I get that. People think you need to be balanced passing, running, and you need to be good at both. And that's the key. You can go either route in most cases, and then we'll see what the opponent wants to try to do to us, huh?
Yeah, I think that's you're really good when you can do both really well. And it may not go every game like that, but then they really can't. You're not one-dimensional, so you can do different things. And hopefully we get to that point. We've been at that point a lot of times in our 2 years here where we've been very tough to defend because of that. You know, you can be with these pass happy and throw every down and works 1 week and all of a sudden you got weather, rain, now it doesn't work, you know, or you got matchups that are problems. So I think we're well on our way to being able to do both.
Yak yards with your receivers too. I kind of throw that into the running game, even though it's actually a pass. And you got some guys that do good with that too.
We do. You know, we got the bigger guys outside that can make people miss and very physical. And then we got some slots that are continuing to improve. And we actually, you know, aren't operating, you know, as high as we can go. And I know every coach says that, but really, you know, who would have thought we'd have all those points and yards last week? And, you know, and Flash was out. Jalen Robinson was out. And Trigg caught one catch. So, you know, probably wouldn't have guessed that in camp. So that's a great thing.
Got another one there, B-Hud?
It is. I have some others. David Stallings says, I know you've been asked so much about the quarterback battle. Do you ever just want to go off and tell someone, don't worry about it, let me do my job?
That's a loaded question.
That was my favorite question that I've read this year. I know the answer is no.
No.
No, I really enjoy asking it or answering it every single week. It is kind of one of those things that we just assume we're supposed to ask every time. Why is it just not okay if we just decide what we decide and right, play them both and don't play them both? And we went, nobody asked about why aren't we playing both right guards.
Exactly.
So
we should rotate.
Why do we just think it's supposed to be the quarterback? I mean, all he had to do was hand off last week anyway.
Exactly. Basically,
we want them to be good handoffers. That's right. That's the key.
I said before you got here, it was basically your homage to Paul Johnson with Georgia Tech. Just
I said that in the press conference, actually. I threw that in at the end. It was kind of like in honor of Georgia Tech when they beat us at USC in the Sun Bowl and ran the ball for like 70 times.
So you wanted to pay it back. So,
yes.
Cool. See how many times we can run it. Jennifer in the audience says, with your daughter just moving to Oxford, does she get homesick? Our freshman daughter is over the top homesick.
Where's Jennifer? Raise your hand, Jennifer, to ask the question. Where's Jennifer? She don't want to admit it. Oh, here's Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer. What, do you want to ask her?
She has a great selfie in there.
Does she get homesick?
No, because she just had a baby.
So she is holding somebody's baby, but it's not her
baby. She's here to stay for a while.
She just had a baby.
Have you noticed your dad will say anything? Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's really why she moved from California.
That is a cute child, though.
That is Nicholas Nicewiner, by the way, and that is Michael and Alexandra, the mother and father right there.
Awesome. Good to have you guys here. Hanging out with us.
He's the winning coach of the Grove Bowl, right?
He was winning coach of the Grove Bowl.
Won the Grove Bowl. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes, he won some one-on-ones against another coach. You saw those on Twitter the last few days. So he's having a good camp.
Love it. I mixed these up pretty good. So we're going to go serious. We're going to go play calling. And we'll go back to some other questions.
Balance.
We're balanced attack tonight.
Yep.
Teresa asks, with several games played this season and players mostly settled into their positions, what different thoughts do you have about the success of the transfer portal system? Do you think changes still need to occur with that system?
Good question.
I mean, it's kind of like rules are rules. So whatever they make, and we're going to maximize them. And, it doesn't look like they're going to change it soon. And so, it's probably here to stay. And, it'd be like being in professional sports in the NFL and say, well, there's all these free agents out there. We're good. We're not going to look at them.
Right,
that wouldn't be very smart. And actually, some colleges have done that, which I think was kind of stubborn, and I think they're paying for it now. So we're always going to look at any way to make us better. And so far, through three games, it's really paid off.
Well, you're exactly right, because some schools did the let's wait and see how this works attitude, and they only had like 5, 6, 7. And you told us, we talked about this before, 2 months before it's fixing to happen, that you were going to hold 12 folks for the portal, which scared me to death as an old school guy. Like, oh, wow, that's a bunch. Well, it ended up being even more than that. So you did attack it right out of the gate because that was the new rule.
Yeah, and that's kind of just how we run things, when we say don't think outside the box, create a new box. If here's other rules and here's what they're going to let you do, no different than tempo offense and how we do RPOs and stuff. So I think that our coaches did a great job of evaluating the players and getting really good players in here when we had just lost a lot of them too.
Yeah, that's the amazing part because, you think about it, we didn't have – I think Mingo maybe had one touchdown. That was our returning touchdown from a year ago. I mean, that's kind of crazy when you think about it. But it's been an incredible run to see these guys start to develop.
Well, I think the crazier part too is that you flipped half of your coaching staff.
Yeah.
In the midst of having to go into the transfer portal and recruiting and try to keep all that together. It's a testament to your program, your staff, your guys, all of that. I think that's the unique part of how you're able to continue to build the program to the next step is that you had all of that happen and you're still just building for the next thing. And I think guys like Michael and people like that that are in your program that are going to be around are part of that too, right? Those are the guys that are out there kind of in some of those battles keeping it all together. That don't get as much credit as the OC or the DC or the HC sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, our guys had a lot of change, and not just all three coordinators, half the assistant coaches and the strength coach, which is very valuable. So that's taking a lot of work by our guys and a lot of people stepping up.
That's why he said at the beginning of this segment he feels better after the after three games, because there's a lot of mystery coming into this season for sure. Hey, let's take a break. We'll have more questions for Coach Lane Kiffin when we come back here to Rep Talk on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. Official corporate sponsor of Ole Miss Rebels. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Great game days start with Hottie Toddy. And when you have powerful towing and payload, you're ready for anything. No wonder Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks 45 years straight. The Ole Miss Rebels in the 2023 Ford F-150. Greatness starts here. Visit your Mississippi Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
We'll return to Reb Talk after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Bouret is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Hey, remind you, the Mississippi Hospital Association congratulates Mississippi Hospitals on being ranked among the best in the nation. Mississippi Hospitals rank number one in low cost and number 18 in quality, whether it's sacking illness, protecting your family, or paving the way for better health. Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are here for you, and we thank all of them. The Mississippi Hospital Association thanks our hospitals and their frontline heroes who sacrifice so much to take care of all of us. We're back here at Bouray with Coach Lane Kiffin on Reb Talk. We got a few more questions for Coach. See what you got there, B-Hud.
Ben Atkinson on the live stream says, do you guys have a traditional under-center goal line formation in your offensive playbook, or do you like to just stay in the shotgun?
We do have one. We just don't use it very often, or we save it.
Yeah,
we save it. You never know. You may need it. But that is a misconception over a long period of time. Like, you should get under center when you need 1 yard, and that analytics would tell you you would make it more. You actually don't. So, do you know why?
I don't know.
Because this is a good – we could ask the –
Because the old school thing is get you closer to the goal line, yada, 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 right? You had a running start.
Forever says.
Because you have a momentum going forward. Is that right?
Yes.
Did I get
so
that
all
right?
The people are like, why are we in shotgun on 3rd and 1? Because the back has the ball deeper and he has momentum going forward, and analytics will show you that that's much more successful. But we can be stubborn and just go under center and turn around and wait to hand the ball back, and then they have more time to penetrate.
But if it's a lesser opponent, you might be under center, right?
Never know.
It's in the playbook, though.
Yeah. Just in fairness, I think I've heard him say that before. So that was
it is in the playbook.
We have an anonymous question that says, who watches Juice while you're coaching?
Ah.
Not Landry. I mean, Landry got this dog. It's like, oh, I'll never leave it. I want it every second of every day. It'll ride everywhere there. This dog goes to the office with me, comes home with me. Right now, like, is that someone's watching at the office and I got to go back after this to get it. Like, so Landry's kind of like, oh, the cool puppy thing. And now she's like, oh, yeah.
It's a grown-up dog, yeah. You know, right?
Yeah.
Having daughters, I get that totally. Mine
now
the
she
same
wants
thing.
Another puppy.
Yeah, because that's the problem you get. So they get past that. We need another puppy.
Yeah,
need and then another all of a sudden
one.
You got a string like of like five dogs.
This one's in the middle of tearing our house up. We don't need another one.
No, we have a new one too, Trudy. I told y'all before. Trudy runs through the house 900 miles an hour. She's a beagle in the house. I didn't know you should have beagles in the house, but anyway, we love her.
I hear they're hyper.
They're very hyper.
Grace, with a good question here, says, with a big SEC game on the slate in a week, how do you keep your team focused for this week when you look at how A&M lost to App State?
Ah. Hmm. There's a fan that's focusing on this game, though.
There you go.
There's somebody that still goes under center and hands the ball off.
I love it.
So, you know, every game's – we don't worry about what's coming next. We just like when those questions were SEC play. And we have pointed out over time, you know, those things happen when people aren't ready to play. And that's why you got to be ready every chance to play. And you only have so many games, period, let alone home games. Mm-hmm. You know, how many more times do you have for to play together in the stadium? So – everything should be special.
Is it an on, let me ask you this kind of as a follow. Is it an ongoing deal with position coaches to not only get the unit better, but work individually with each one of those guys, say, hey, you need to get better yourself day by day? I know that that's going on, but is it something that fades as you get into the season and move, or are you constantly trying to teach technique?
No, we're always trying to teach technique or off the field, any kind of stuff, you know, just continuing to try to – I mean, that's our job, you know, not to – it's not the NFL where you just – give up and cut the players,
right?
You know,
right.
So this is very different. You got to continue to mold them on and off the field.
You talk about the pro mindset a lot. Part of that, I think, goes into what you're saying right now. You got to play each week. You know, pros don't take weeks off; they play hard every week. I watched the game on TV. Wasn't fortunate enough to go because I have a million kids and wife, and had to stay in Oxford. But I noticed your, let's just say, for lack of a better word, body language late in the game, you were still locked in because you could tell you wanted those second and third teamers to do the reps the right way, to do the things the right way, because it's important, because you never know when they're going to be stepping into that those shoes and having to make those plays. And you were, it like, maybe not frustrated, but you were something.
Frustrated?
Yeah, you're something. Can you talk about that and what that message is to those guys as you play in a game like that that's kind of a blowout?
Well, the message is that blowout that you just went in, you're a two, you could be in the second play of a game, you know, and as people say around here, a big game, an SEC game. So, mm-hmm. You know, you can't pick and choose. Like, you know, you can't pick and choose when you're ready to play, which games are important, that those things, you know. And I kind of said it to the fans this week, like this whole thing, like, well, we don't only go to the big games. Well, what if the players, what if we coach the players like that? You just, man, we don't show up, you know? It's a little game. So, you know, I don't really understand that mindset.
That was the biggest Power 5 non-conference win for Ole Miss in, what, 60 years? To win
oh,
like
biggest,
that.
Oh, largest margin.
Largest margin.
It's like biggest.
Biggest.
Like,
that's a Mississippi thing. It was big. Okay. We won big. The largest margin of victory in like 60 years.
It's like we're in trouble. That was the biggest non-conference win in 60 years.
No. Not the most important. The largest margin of victory. Hey, those guys coming back next year, we got them over here, right?
Well, yeah. Since you are Mr. History, you would know this because I've used this for motivation.
Okay.
We've dominated Tulsa in this series, haven't we?
No.
Correct.
We are winless against Tulsa, including a bowl loss to Tulsa.
Yes, we have not beat them.
Never. We're 0-3. Wow.
There's motivation.
There it is.
Be the first team to beat Tulsa.
It was before you were born when we played them.
We don't tell the players that part.
You can get T-shirts made.
Get T-shirts made.
We beat Tulsa.
All right, hey, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have – you got another question?
Yeah, we got a few more.
Oh, well, hold
you
on.
Go?
Let's see if we can get them in later on.
All right.
Because we want to have time for Jonathan. Jonathan here. Yeah. We got our kicker here. He's here. Thumbs up. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to Jonathan Cruz from the portal from Charlotte, now an Ole Miss Rebel, next on Rep Talk.
This place right here, this is C Spire Country. It's where Matt's sister scheduled her wedding on a college football Saturday. But luckily, he's a man with a plan. A wireless plan with blazing fast 5G, so he can stream the game right on his phone. One eye on the nuptials.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
The other on the action.
Go!
Welcome to C Spire Country, where our game is red hot.
5G not available in all areas. Capable device required. Visit cspire.com for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Doc and
me will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
Jonathan Cruz is set to kick. He's got 11 kicks this year, 7 touchbacks. The transfer from Charlotte, senior, ready to kick it away. Hassan Hall is back to receive for Georgia Tech. 22.3 average. His longest return is 28 on the season. Ole Miss up 7-0. Cruz hits it good. Got a big leg in that one. That hit about almost to the back line of the end zone, and Georgia Tech will start at the 25-yard line.
Don't know if the, if you look at the goalpost, the wind does not look that strong, but he got all of that one, didn't he?
Yeah, Jonathan Cruz, y'all give it up for our kicker. Tonight's player interview brought to you by Guthrie's Chicken at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford. We're excited to have Jonathan Cruz, who's doing good with the old touchback routine. We've been looking for some of that around here.
Appreciate it.
So we're glad you're doing that. He's from Cartersville, Georgia. Went to high school at Cartersville and then went to Charlotte first, wrapped up his career there, and got in the portal and came to Ole Miss. Already has a degree in psychology, and I've kidded on the radio. Kicker probably needs a degree in psychology. They can be head cases, right, every now and then? Not Jonathan. Hey, we're so glad that you made the decision to come to Ole Miss to begin with. And Coach Kiffin, we'll start with you and kind of talk about being able to get Jonathan Cruz.
Well, do you know how we know about him? Do you even know this story?
Oh, yeah, I got something for you here in a minute. I've already told the crowd here before you got here what we got for you.
Yeah, so, you know, we were in a situation looking for a kicker, as we know how that happened.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I remember this kicker that beat us.
Yeah.
On a last second, like a 58-yard field goal or something out of nowhere, like to upset us at FAU.
Go get that kid.
Yes, and he's still playing, and here he is.
Here he is. Well, let's hear
now
that call. Here's the Charlotte radio crew with that call of Jonathan beating Coach Kiffin.
To here knock us out of a bowl game.
Yeah, knocked out of a bowl. Here it is.
Here we go. The snap, the hole, the kick. It's long enough. Is it good? It's good! Oh, baby! Jonathan Cruz, 57 yards, and the 49ers, with 25 seconds to play, have taken a 27-24 lead over FAU.
There you go. You heard it. Let's give it up. Y'all think I get excited.
I don't know if you should give it up for that.
It's not very exciting
for me. I know Coach Kiffin wasn't like
No, but for Jonathan really it was. What That's a great true. Moment, huh? That's wasn't true. That a great
it
moment?
It was a good moment.
Good moment? But do you remind
him? So you never know if he would have missed that.
You would have
been
brought
happy
him
that
miss.
Night, and then we wouldn't have remembered him.
No,
have brought
that's
him
right.
Here.
That's right. Hey, Jonathan, what went into your process of making the decision to come to Ole Miss?
I had a lot of schools talk to me whenever I entered the portal. I wanted to, play my last year at a Power 5 school because I knew I had the capability of playing at that level. And I just wanted to enter the portal and see what my options were. And if there was going to be nothing, then I would have just stayed my last year at Charlotte.
Well, you had a fantastic career at Charlotte, 43 games, school record holder in percentage at 72%, 41 of 57, I think, or something of that nature. Crazy, crazy. And that was not the only game where you hit key field goals. So your resume is really, really good. Two-time All-State kicker in Georgia. And now you're kind of on the other side of Georgia, right? Being here at Oxford.
Yeah.
Does family get to come see you, though?
Yes, they do. They come to every game.
18 kickoffs, 14 touchbacks, and had a 41-yard field goal against Central Arkansas, 51-yard effort that Georgia Tech got a hand on here this past weekend. So we're going to see some more field goals down the road for sure. I want to ask you this, Coach. You got a guy that can give you a touchback every single time. I always thought that when you were at Alabama even, that Alabama sometimes, because they're elite cover guys, would kick it short on purpose. Do we do that to kind of keep them inside the 25 occasion? Is that in the plan or no?
Well, it used to be more in the plan, but the fair catch kind of messed it up. Because before you'd pooch it and try to put it down there and pin them, but now they can fair catch it and get it at the 25. So we don't do that as much anymore.
So you're glad to have a guy that can kick it out the end zone?
Yes, sir.
You're not a big fan of field goals, though?
I am. We need them. And we're going to make them.
And if we're going to make them.
Yeah.
Jonathan, talk about that room here at Ole Miss. I know you had to be comfortable with some guys you played with a long time. You get here, and there's a lot of new people, new holder, new snapper, and all of that. How do you guys get along?
I've had a really close relationship with Caden. I think he's the one that made me feel more comfortable and get to know people around the team since he was here last year. And you know, I felt like a freshman coming in again around here, getting to know everyone, knowing how everything works, the system, and, you know, just being a senior at Charlotte, being the old head there was different, and then coming here and learning everything.
Now, you were a soccer player in
high
school? Yes, sir. Played a lot. When did you get into the football world?
Sixth grade.
So you really started young?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Started young kicking?
Yes.
Loved it. Did you feel yourself getting better and better as you were moving along, I guess?
Yeah, I did. I got better as going to kicking camps and stuff because that's what kickers do. They go to kicking camps and get evaluated and, like, learn new techniques and stuff. So that's how I developed.
You're not a giant guy either. But
yeah,
man,
no.
What a leg.
No, yeah, I'm not.
I mean, you just got really powerful legs. Is it all in the swing or do you do strength training like everybody else, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I do, but I just don't grow, so I don't know.
So, my question is for Kiff, you know, Coach Kiffin last week said that he started as an O-line coach. Did you ever make a stint into the special teams room, or is that one you just continued to try to skip to get to the offense?
I still skip that one. I don't I don't try to do that. You know, coaches try to do things they don't know. I have no idea. Just kick the ball through.
Your dad said you need to go to the special teams room. You said, "Well, I'll quit if I have to do that."
He actually never mentioned that.
He knew
just
not to ask.
Yeah, just O-line.
What's your range, Johnson, before we go to break here and let you go?
Probably anything under 60.
Anything under 60? Oh, I like it. So if Coach runs you out there at 60, you just heard, you got to make it. Right? Okay.
All right.
No pressure.
We like it.
Y'all give it up for Jonathan Cruz and Coach Lane Kiffin. Thank you. Good luck with Tulsa this week, Coach.
Thank you,
JC. Good to see you. We'll be back some wrap-up thoughts in a moment on Rep Talk.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Rebel fans. Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vought this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hotty Toddy, you're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
We all make choices about alcohol.
Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bouray is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Hey, we do welcome you back to Bouray. Our player interview is brought to you by Guthrie's Chicken Finger Restaurant. Visit their new location at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford, or call them 662-380-5522 for all of your catering needs this fall. For a full list of locations, visit them online at GuthriesChicken.com. Hey, in our wrap, I want to thank Brandon, of course, and Zach Burhans handles our Winston-Salem studio. Joseph Kennedy is our local engineer as well. We're going to have a 3 o'clock kickoff Saturday. 1 o'clock will be our airtime. Ben Williams' jersey got retired. We're so excited for Ben.
That's cool. Really
that
cool.
is really, really cool. On our pregame show this weekend, we're going to talk about that. So we hope you'll tune in to our pregame show and hear that. And a little bit later, I think they'll actually do the honoring at the Egg Bowl. And so we're going to have Harry Harrison come up. Harry was a teammate of Ben's, sat with him on the airplane. He's got some great, wonderful stories about gentle Ben. So we look forward to talking to Harry down the road.
You know, we had Jonathan Cruz on the show tonight, and Coach Kiffin's saying, you know, he's not a special teams guy, but, you know, he once let a kicker try a 76-yard field goal.
That's right.
Janikowski, you remember that?
76-yard
field goal. Yeah,
field.
And it was short by
like
60
yards.
By 60 yards.
60 yards short. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Nothing
so,
wrong with
that. So he says he doesn't like special teams, but he gave a guy a shot.
Jonathan better be ready.
That's right. We'll give
never
Jonathan
know.
A 76-yarder.
Yep.
I don't Big know. Game this weekend. Tulsa.
Coach is aged a little bit, so he doesn't like field goals.
He's more mature now.
Period.
Right.
He's going for it on 4th and 30.
More
than likely. Hey, thank you guys for being here this week. Hope you enjoy the game Saturday. Time. We'll see you next week right here, Rep Talk at Bouray.
You've been listening to Reb Talk live from Bouray, located on the Oxford Square on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Reb Talk has been brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. CSpire. In CSpire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage, see how CSpire can bring you up to speed today at CSpire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Let's recycle and re-enjoy it. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Reb Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Super Talk Mississippi Media.